the Strandcast. Okay, well, we have to do this properly now, which is to the Strandcast itself.
Yes.
Welcome to, I think, season 2 of the Strandcast.
Or season
3.5-ish. I don't know how long.
2.5?
We didn't have a structure before we came into this.
We still don't.
Oh, wait, what, we're betraying our secrets? No.
You know, we don't have secrets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true, because we actually have a very public platform where we just let people know everything.
Yes.
And it gets a little personal and a little weird.
It gets very personal.
Yeah, and we're about to get a little more personal.
Ah.
Yeah, because this is 2019, so we have to, like, actually reflect on our own experiences in 2018, which was a dumpster fire anyway.
It truly, yeah.
It's going to get interesting. But
that's how I would sum up my 2018 dumpster fire. Yeah. It was a very interesting mix of truly dumpster fires and good things, but mostly the flaming garbage.
I felt like 2018 was an oscillation where I would have like huge highs,
yes,
which were like, yes, thank I am a you. God. Things are going well.
Invincible.
Yeah.
I'm going to live forever. I ate one avocado.
And you're like, I found my yogi.
Yeah.
And I'm going to teach the world about the power of mental health.
Mm.
And then there was like the trough of the oscillation where I went super deep down.
Mm.
It was bad. Mm. I actually had to like reflect on my shortcomings.
Oh no.
And just the general like, you know, bad luck of some events where I was just like, yeah, this was just bad. I couldn't even prevent it. It just had so to sad. Happen.
And we're just short in general.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know, listeners of the Strandcast.
You can't see.
Yeah. Did you know that I'm just a disembodied voice? I'm not connected to a 5'3" tiny woman.
I love that. We gotta bring some of the, like, the mystery back into kind of audio.
Oh.
Like, it's a disembodied voice. I am not anywhere where you are unless I am sitting next to you when you listen to this, but I highly doubt that.
I've known Sam for so long, and I still don't know what she looks like.
We have masks on.
Yeah. Actually, we record inside one of those weird confessional booths inside churches. Yeah. And we, like, face
forward.
Every
episode's a confession.
Yeah. Really. And then we kind of, like, are separated by screen, and we just never see each other.
The last episode was just Taylor Swift confessions.
Yeah. It wasn't really...
it wasn't about the album.
No.
It was about how much they knew about the album.
Yeah. And it wasn't about the people either. We were all just, like, vessels for the information.
Aren't we all?
But we hope you liked that anyway. I think that was a highlight of 2018.
That was a highlight for me.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. When this podcast is good, I am so happy.
That's all I could ask for.
Yeah, but you have to, I kind of have to ask you to elaborate on the other good parts of 2018. Maybe also talk about stuff that we have planned for 2019, I guess.
You know what?
Plans.
We're starting
what
fresh.
Those?
We're going to move forward.
Okay.
Let's talk about resolutions.
Sam, I have to ask you a very important question.
What is
your resolution or resolutions of 2019?
Well, let's see. I went into 2019 without having too many strict resolutions, because I feel like when that happens, I never follow through. But I started watching this show on Netflix called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, yeah. I know of this.
I love her.
Oh my God.
She is magical.
Oh, great.
And she goes into many homes and she cleans them up.
Wow.
She's got her own philosophy. That's like, you pick the things that spark joy in your life and you keep those in. And then you thank the things that don't. And then you let them go. And I think that's beautiful. And like, you can just take that from, you know, tidying up your house to just everything. It's like, is this course I'm taking spark joy? I mean, it's very it depends on whether or not I needed to graduate. But, like, in terms of things like that.
Yeah, you when know? You have a choice, you exactly. choose the thing that brings you more value.
Exactly, than things that don't. Yeah. So I'm going to keep going in with that. It's very, like, generalized, but I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, you're kind of training yourself to find more positive things.
Yes.
And not, like, cling on like a evil devil.
Exactly. To the bad and things. Then learn that it's okay to let go of the things that don't serve you anymore.
Well, yeah, I think it's like you kind of, a lot of people take pride in suffering. Mm. And they're like, oh, you know, I worked all night, oh, you know, God. And I didn't sleep.
That is rampant, I have to say. Like, yeah, this here, ideology, like, especially, I mean, everywhere, but I've seen university settings. Everyone's just like, oh, I just, you know, pulled like 3 all-nighters. I'm hallucinating, yeah. but I'm out here doing the work. And it's yeah. like, take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's like, it's not about really yeah. the grind. You have to survive
You the have grind. To survive the grind. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we need you to do there if you're you listening to this. Don't grind yourself into a fine powder. That no. is a terrible idea. Someone will Please snort don't. You.
Please live.
I regret
don't be snorted.
Don't be snorted. You yeah. deserve to be at least a coarse pebble, you know, particulate, mm. yes. you know, alive and 3D. Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't mush yourself into a paste. I just think that if you can, just rest and yes. eat. Like, do
Find
well.
Things that make you happy. Like, yeah. on the side of the grind.
Yeah, because if you, know? You like come out of that and you're just like, the only thing I had in my life yeah. was suffering, then that's
right.
not a life.
You're like putting suffering on a pedestal. It's like, I don't. Yeah. This is how burnout happens.
Yes, so that's.
Burnout what, generation. Yeah. I'm not here for it. I want a revolution.
Yeah. About that self. They say self-care, and sometimes I cringe because it's like, no, it's not about doing origami or about putting on
Listen,
face masks.
I got so many face masks, but that's.
That's not what it's about, actually. It's just like, are you tired
solve
to the point?
Some problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, yes, put on a face mask, but are you so tired to the point that you can't keep your eyes open and everything is swimming in front of you? Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Like, just go to bed go or to bed. Eat some food. Just do something that isn't work sometimes, and maybe I'll actually do better.
A concept.
Whoa! Here to give you some advice. I'm not saying that my life is great and no. that I always know what I'm doing.
I gotta
doing,
apply this.
But this is kind of something
we're
that we all
here
need to
getting
apply.
Better together.
Yeah,
it's a journey of which we are all passengers for a brief amount of time. Yeah, how are you gonna make yourself
better?
A better person.
Well, first of all, I'm going to remove
List
all my
all
limbs.
Those shortcomings that you found out about in 2018. Just kidding, don't do that.
What I realized Please was don't. That my body is like just a huge tomb, and I need to free myself of it, so I'm going to create a bionic frame for my soul and transfer it over there, and then I'm going to live forever.
Someone today told me that we were all just walking skin bags.
Yeah, I hate that.
And that hit me.
That's terrible. Okay, that's not... Okay, then we're not going to go. We're going to move on
Ooh.
From the skin bag no. ideas. I'm going to talk about something I think that makes more sense.
Yes,
and is
please
far,
do.
Far easier to talk about.
Yes.
And I think that is my idea of listening.
Mm.
So yeah, I know how to listen. I have done
Love
it before.
It. Yes.
When the elementary school teachers used to be like, turn on your ears or like put on your listening caps, I knew how to do it. But I feel like I need to move on and, you know, try to think more about how I listen to other people.
Mm.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who will not share the same opinions as me. And that is okay. And I've always conceptually understood why that's okay. But the thing is, when you kind of live in a university kind of setting, you really do tend to hang out around groups of people who have similar levels of education.
Yeah, that's
with
fair.
Similar opinions, politics.
You're in the same class.
Yeah.
I assume you have some things in common, hopefully.
Yeah, so then, you know, in that sense, you're kind of quite sheltered.
Mm.
So because you're kind of removed from that, it's easy sometimes to think that a lot of people, you know, in the abstract, think some certain other way, and then they're just, like, a huge mass.
Yeah.
However, they're, like, you know, that mass is made out of individuals, and I'm probably going to encounter them once I leave this place. And yeah. I just think in my mind that, like, you kind of have to listen better to people and practice that. Yeah. Because then you can understand where they're coming from and why they might have the opinions that they do. Because when I encounter someone who kind of has, you know, very different opinions, I kind of shut off a part of my brain. And I'm like, oh, la, la. Like, this person is a little crazy and a little mean, you know.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Chalk it up to craziness and leave. And, like, you know, sometimes I'll argue and sometimes I won't. But in the end, I still haven't really listened to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that might also be on a part where I feel like they aren't listening to me. So mutually, we are not understanding one another.
Communication, man.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing in 2019 that needs to be worked on. Like, just communicating is listening better, actually. Like, communicating better is listening better.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my resolution.
I love that. I mean, last semester, 2018, I took a course on listening.
Wow. They really have to teach that, huh?
They really did. And, wow, you know, there's just so much that you don't really, pay attention to.
Yeah.
Especially listening-wise, because it's like not listening to other people. Then you kind of expand that, and you're like, what am I hearing all the time every day? So many articles I read were just like, you can't put on ear lids, or like, I mean, hearing is so much more than just like the ears, but that's a whole other thing.
Yes.
But it's kind of like you're always kind of plugged in to the sonic world.
Yes. Okay.
And it's like being more thoughtful of that. And also it's interesting. We start, cause we had to do this listening journal. So we had to write down like every day what we were listening to, where it was coming from. And if it was like music or something, where did we hear it? Who chose it? Was it for like a purpose? And then you start realizing that it's like, I hear so much background noise every day. And I never really paid attention to, like, where it was coming from. So that was a real, like, crazy experience for me that I want to bring in. Because it's, like, so many shops just play music to kind of, like,
create an atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. For whatever purpose. Like, you know, coffee shop. And then Spotify makes these playlists. And it's crazy also that Spotify, like, watches you or hears what you're listening to and then compiles stuff for you. You're like, that's cool, but also creepy. But, I mean, I'm into it. But still creepy, you know what I'm saying?
Me walking into any friendship, that's creepy.
That's creepy. Anyway,
a little weird, but I like
it. I'm into it, yeah. There's also, I'm not even going to get into it because I honestly don't like fully understand the concept right now, but there's something called like ubiquitous listening. It's like you're always plugged into this hive, which is like listening, you're always in the network. And I'm like, that's just a lot for me.
Well, it's also, your brain kind of filters out a lot.
Absolutely.
And so you're hearing, but you're not listening, or sometimes you're listening too much to something.
The thing. Yeah, there's people, I can't remember her name right now, but it's an artist and she works on like how to expand listening or how to focus in. So it's like it's an exercise, but we've gotten used to kind of like focusing in on whatever we want to hear or trying to ignore things we don't. And a lot of the times we sculpt our own kind of audio environments. Like you put in headphones, or if you're in a car, you got your like speakers playing whatever you want. You go home, you got like whatever's going on playing from your laptop. I don't know what you have at home. Radio.
Do people still use
use the radio? I hope so.
These millennials.
They don't know what the radio is.
They're killing the radio industry. They've murdered it. They're a bunch of murderers.
I guess so.
Wow. Well, we're not even millennials.
That's true.
Gen Zs. Zs? I don't know. Americans are taking over.
Right here.
In our own home.
In our own home. Stealing my job. Oh, God.
Americans in my home.
Dear God.
Speaking on listening, I guess that kind of ties into what we're going to talk about with Abby and Miles.
Yes.
Yeah, they're our guests from Vic Records. And they're going to talk about their experiences with 2018. And also, I think an album or two that kind of sums up culturally and personally the year for them.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Open your ears, people.
Opening their ears, to 2018.
Yeah, we're going to...
Whatever way they can.
We're going to listen to them. We hope that you listen to them. If you don't listen to them, I'm holding you to my own New Year's resolution and shaming you from my strange disembodied void box place.
I mean, they also just have very nice voices.
Yeah, so please do listen to them.
Listen to that.
Yeah, to be soothed instead of riled up by my high, the energy shrill voice. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Thanks so much, and see you later.
Hi, my name's Abby. I'm from Vic Records.
And I'm Miles. I'm also from Vic Records.
Today we're going to be talking about our favorite albums and whether these albums are culturally influential or not.
Albums of 2018, specifically.
Yeah, albums of 2018. So, Miles, what was your favorite album?
Good question, Abby. My favorite album of 2018 was probably Die Lit from Playboi Carti. This year, 2018, was kind of a year of trap music for me. I've been listening to a lot of new rap, and I'm just was really into Die Lit. Let's see. I also was really huge on Teyana Taylor, KTSE. And also wildly underrated the EP from Girlpool.
Oh, interesting.
Higher, yeah. Okay. Did not. Nobody was talking about that. Super good. What about you, Abby?
Yeah, I mean, going off of that, I listened to a great deal of trap music too. None of those albums, unfortunately, but I listened to some of the hip-hop albums released by the Good Music label. So, like, that's Kanye West, Pusha T,
right.
Kid C. Ghost.
Teyana Taylor was...
Oh, Teyana Taylor was on that? Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, I didn't listen to that one. But yeah, those were pretty great. I think it was like a really interesting emotional feel to the Kanye West and Kid C. Ghost album that I think was culturally kind of important, because what they were doing on that album was like incorporating a lot of melancholic feels, emotions, and it's like one of the first times that they've managed to like so successfully balance melancholy with like hip-hop and like propulsive beats and trap music. Yeah, I mean, I think there has been a sort of stereotype that melancholy is absent from hip-hop. Like, because when you think of hip-hop, you usually think of, like, I don't know if this is, I'm not, like, speaking for everybody, but when I think of hip-hop, at least, I don't really associate sort of introspective feelings like melancholy to that sort of music. I think that has recently been on the rise. Like, a lot of recent artists have been incorporating that new emotional palette to their music in hip-hop. So, like, not even just Kanye West. Drake, I think, is a great example. Also, The Weeknd. Like, The Weeknd's first few albums were, like, so filled and packed with sad, downcast music. So, seeing him, like, ascend to popularity on the basis of, like, this melancholic background was, like, really interesting. I don't think many other hip-hop artists have done something that's similar.
Yeah, melancholy in rap has definitely been on the rise. Also with, like, Lil Peep and XXXTentacion are, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Very sad a lot of the times. I feel bad. I, like, often do not listen to albums until, like, a year late. So I have not listened to No Name's new album all that much. But I can tell it's, like, that and Snail Mail, I can already tell, are going to be two of my albums of 2019.
Mm.
Yeah.
Snail, what sort of music does Snail Mail do?
They're like a young California indie band. They might not even be from California, but they give that vibe. My favorite moment of 2018 for me or for the world. Well, I'm from the U.S., so I was very pleased by the midterm elections and how things went. That was like kind of relieving for me personally. And a personal event over the summer, me and my friends from back home went to West Virginia and hung out on a farm for a week. And that was a good emotional detox.
Country roads, take me home.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Also, if we're talking about great concerts, I saw Phoebe Bridgers last winter, spring, and she was like incredible. One of the best shows I've ever been to.
So, yeah, thank you so much for coming on to our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.